So find a comfortable posture where you can remain alert yet relaxed. And if it's supportive, you can close your eyes or soften your gaze. Whatever makes you feel at ease. I invite you to take a few deep, relaxing breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth like a deep sigh. Let's do that a couple of times. Nice, deep, slow inhale. Feeling the chest expand. And then releasing out through the mouth, feeling the body relax. And one more time, breathing in, allowing that air just energize the body. Then exhaling out and releasing any tension. Letting go of anything you were doing prior to this time as we transition into our seat, into our space. This gift that you are giving yourself. And just allowing the breath to be natural. Then dropping into the body, feeling yourself sitting. Feeling your body contacting the chair or a cushion. If your feet are on the ground, feeling them touch the ground, connected to the earth. Experiencing the body as stable and strong, not stiff, but flexible. Can bend or flow with whatever moves through the body, knowing that it is rooted to the earth, stable and strong. I invite you to do a brief body scan from the crown of the head. And as you scan down the body, allowing it to relax or be at more ease, whatever that may be for you. So, as you move down through the face, if you notice any tightness or clenching, just loosen. You could feel it around the eyes or the jaw. Moving down through the neck and the shoulders. It's helpful, you can roll your shoulders back. But encouraging the shoulders to drop away from the ears. Moving down the arms and just feeling them rest gently on the lap. And as you move down through the chest, feeling the breath as the chest rises and falls. Moving down to the midsection, just allowing the belly to relax. Moving down through the pelvic and the legs. If there's any tightness or straining or achiness, just adjust the body so that it can relax a bit more and feel comfortable in your posture. And now finding an anchor that you can return to throughout this meditation as a way of bringing you back into the present moment, into the body, into your posture. That may be the breath. That may be your body contacting the chair or another touch point, hands on the lap. It may be a sound. Just identify one anchor that will be supportive for you. And as we move through this reflective meditation, the mind will wander, perhaps a lot, as you're being encouraged to open, to review the teachings of your year. So allow yourself to be a compassionate guide, knowing how far to go in your reflection, when to pull back and come back to the anchor. Knowing that the intention is to just see what has this year reminded me of, taught me? How have my experiences been an important teacher? And so I'll begin by sharing the month, the title of the talk, and then a quote. Just allow the words to penetrate the mind, tenderize the heart, perhaps inspire insight. So, January, experience is our teacher. Every experience we have adds a word to the language of our own window, which we must decipher. by Mark Nepo. Experience is our teacher. So as you reflect and scan your year, perhaps this idea of experience is our teacher is relevant in some way. Just see what emerges. And if it's helpful, you could take a deep inhale and exhale. Allowing whatever insights, reflections of your journey. Allow whatever to arise. Welcoming the joy, the pain, the triumphance, the struggle, the push, the pull, the letting go, all of it. Knowing that it has led you to here in this moment, to experience your free and loving heart, to be reminded of your strength and stability, and taking this last moment to appreciate yourself, your journey, your path. You are here. You have arrived. That's amazing.